Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT, we have an email here from Ike, which is short for Isaac.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I'm currently averaging anywhere from -4 to -2 on logical reasoning sections. I'm also finishing with almost 3 to 5 minutes of time on every section, every timed section. Do you think I'm going too fast?
There's two typos in the last... the end of the second sentence and the beginning of the first sentence. Ben's correcting it as he reads, but it's like the answer to your question is just right there, Ike. It's right there in your writing. Yes, you are going too fast.
You wrote ever instead of every, and you spelled two with just T-O. Then you put a comma where you're supposed to put a question mark. Let's continue. I know you tell people to slow down and not finish the section, but this just doesn't sit well with me. What are you fighting? Even in drilling, comma, where I spend as much time as I believe necessary, comma, I still average similar accuracies. I'm adding those commas for you, by the way. I believe to achieve a -0... comma, my problem lies strictly with my fund.
Your problem, Ike, is that you need to slow the fuck down, man. Just slow down.
Yeah.
Edit your shit. You got a lot of horsepower, but you're not working hard enough at it.
So my problems lie strictly with my fundamentals and not my time. Additionally, I've been with Demon for less than a month, and I may just currently lack the ability to score -0 in my current state. You've only been here. You haven't even been here a month.
Yeah.
Some people are with us for 6 months, a year. I'm not saying that's the norm, but you got to put in the work. Please let me know what you think. Comma. I think I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, well, there you put a comma, but you actually want a period.
Yeah.
Also, just signed up for the live classes this morning. No period. Right, I'm so excited to give it a try. Exclamation point, exclamation, exclamation point. Hey, we're excited to have you.
Yeah.
I hope that as you continue going to classes, you start to really buy into this idea, because beliefs are powerful, right? If you believe effective strategies and then follow them, you're going to see results. If you believe ineffective strategies, then unfortunately, you're just not going to see the results you could.
Yeah, I would much prefer, Ike, that you were leaving. You say you're averaging anywhere from -4 to -2 on LR sections. That's not an average, that's a range. Let's say you're ranging anywhere from -4 to -2. That means that there's another 2 to 4 questions probably that you're getting right, even though you half asked that question. So I think let go, Ike, of don't even think about speed. Don't think about going fast. Don't think about going slow. Instead, you need to think about solving these questions. And right now you're solving many of them, but you're skimming the surface on many others, and you really can get to -0 if you take more time. But I mean, this email, which, you know, you clearly just tossed off to a couple of podcasters, and, you know, who cares? Like, I understand that you weren't submitting this to court, and if there's some typos, I guess you can be excused for that. But
fair. But would you ever send this email?
No.
Ever?
No.
Even to some random podcasters?
No.
No.
Which I'm not saying that's like a character deficit of Ike. It's just,
but people do this all the time. They email the show and they have no idea that we would never do this in any context, even just ordinary ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will have a typo from time to time, but I'm not going to have multiple typos in the same sentence throughout the entire thing. I mean, it's never going to look like that. And that's just an attentiveness issue. It's just you're not like respecting the words. I think you need to respect the words a little bit more, maybe, when you're working on LSAT logical reasoning.
Hey, one thing you were just saying is you said, don't focus on the time. And it reminded me of something that we implemented when we created Daemon 2.0. But since it was so long ago, it's almost like we've forgotten about it or realized its significance. And that is the accuracy score. Like, it's such a part of the Daemon, right? But when you're doing a time section, you get two scores. You get your raw score, you get your official score, you get the score you would have gotten on the actual test, how many questions you got right out of the section. But you also get an accuracy score, which is the Daemon looking at the questions you actually attempted and telling you how many you got right out of those. And everyone, no matter how far along you are in this journey, can get 100% on the accuracy score. If you attempt only five questions, but you get all of them right, then you get 100% on your accuracy score. And that's what Aiki needs to be focusing on. That's what everyone needs to be focusing on. What was my accuracy score? Did I get 100%, 80%, 70%? Anytime that starts to go low, you know you have a big problem.
Right. Well, the higher your accuracy score is, the better candidate you are for improvement in the future. Because a high accuracy score indicates that you're taking the time to actually solve these questions and really understand them and really feel good about your answers. Aiki, I would vastly prefer a student who does 21 out of 25, leaves 4 blank at the end. Let's say you don't even guess. I mean, preferably you would guess and get some of those right sometimes. But if you don't even bubble in a guess, if you just get 21 out of 25, that is a fucking impressive performance on logical reasoning.
Yeah.
Like, that's somebody who actually understands what they're doing. A student who does all 25 questions and gets 22 of them right or 23 of them right really isn't better. I think you're a worse candidate for improvement if you're finishing the section and missing 2 to 4. I think a better candidate for improvement is like running out of time, but getting every question right on the way there. Like, you're gonna start to understand, Aiki, that these questions that you're missing, like, those are you're making stupid mistakes. It's not like, I mean, you think that answer was correct, or maybe when you review, you think that answer was like second best or something, but it's not. It's objectively wrong. And the right answer, which is objectively right, was there on the page and you didn't pick it. So every one of those mistakes you made, every one of those questions that you missed, you made two mistakes. And it's just like, that's sloppy work. So part of learning how to do the LSAT is learning how to behave like a lawyer, which is you just don't do sloppy work. You only do high quality work. So you just don't answer a question until you're pretty sure you're getting it right. I want to reemphasize, Aiki, that there are questions that you're getting right that you also didn't understand. Like, you're getting lucky on some of the questions that you're getting right. I think a good rule of thumb is for every question you miss, there's probably another one where you got lucky on it.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but it, you know, the way you're going to get to minus zero is you don't miss any. So it's the mistakes you're making. I mean, it's like Aiki is wanting permission to keep going fast.
We're never going to grant that.
Well, what? You don't get like a refund on the 3 to 5 minutes that you didn't spend at the end of the section.
Yeah.
It's not like the LSAT's like, oh, okay, so we'll prorate your $210 fee and give you some money back because you finished early. Like, you
and
don't get
we'll report anything. It to law schools.
yeah, it doesn't come out in your score. It's not like, I mean, no, you're not getting anything out of it from finishing early, and you're being sloppy. You're missing questions, leaving points on the table. And yeah, there are other questions there that you're not really understanding. So what you're doing is you're shortchanging your own future improvement on the test because you're not getting the click enough. You're not really solving the questions. We got to get to the point where we're going to solve these questions. It's not multiple guess. Anything else for Aiki?
Nope. Good luck.
Email daily at LSATdaemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.